Welcome to Valuification of Things, your one-stop podcast on the discussion of value, and especially business value. This is a forum where your host, Sri Sundaram, will be discussing topics on how to quantify value for practically any scenario. Along the way, we will have business leaders and subject matter experts describing their value journey. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this podcast episode.
Hello. I am Sri Sundaram, your host. In today's episode, we have an established thought leader in the area of business value analysis related to sustainability. We will have a conversation with Ari Polichek on the business value implications of ESG initiatives. Ari is a digital advisor at Microsoft. In his role, he frequently helps customers across the globe with developing the business value for sustainability programs. Prior to Microsoft, he was a director of value engineering at SAP. He also held senior executive positions at Conductores, ARSA, and other organizations. He not only looks at sustainability value conversations, but also helps organizations measure and realize the economic value from digital transformation. Also, full transparency here, Ari and I have previously collaborated on the business value research in this area. Welcome, Ari.
Hi, Sri. Thanks for having me here. And again, thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience what we have learned during this journey. You know, there is a lot of energy around this topic. And from my perspective, there is still a lot of space to improve.
Before we begin, Ari, can you explain what is ESG to our listeners? Why is it such a prevailing topic among corporate leaders?
Well, we sometimes hear ESG and sustainability used interchangeably. ESG, which stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance, was first coined in 2005. And ESG covers a wide range of issues that may have a direct or indirect impact on financial relevance. Some of these issues that come under the purview of ESG report include resource management, supply chain management, organizational health, safety policies, and building trust through transparency. So if you think ESG as its core, it's a corporate governance and investment framework. What it means in practice is companies that adopt ESG principles consider, measure, report, and hopefully work to improve the environmental, social, and governance aspect of their business alongside its financial consideration, like profit, expenses growth, accounting, etc. Likewise, ESG gives investors an objective framework using verifiable statistics to prove the validity of business environmental, social, and governance effort. ESG basically is an investment framework that helps external investors assess company performance and risk, whereas sustainability is a framework to make internal capital investments.
So why is it an important topic, Ari?
To provide some background, according to some analysts, 92% of Standard & Poor's 500 companies have acknowledged their commitment to sustainability since 2020. However, based on a PwC survey, suggests that only 27% board members endorse ESG reports at companies. And only 49% of respondents said last year that ESG plays a role in their company strategies. It seems that there is still a lack of consistency between what it says and what is done. And at the same time, increasingly, investors are taking into account ESG factors in their decision-making process.
Thank you for that background, Ari. So let's talk about today's topic. Based on your description, it should be that corporations should be scrambling to put together sustainability programs. ESG is one of the biggest buzzwords in the corporate world today. Companies have had different levels of success in implementing their ESG initiatives, yet it seems like it's a byline in their corporate reports. Is it because it's difficult to justify the return on investment? Are there any other aspects influencing progress? Any thoughts, Ari?
Well, what it makes difficult for companies to embrace ESG initiatives, it's more organizations would like to get on the sustainability bandwagon, but they aren't sure how it will impact their financial performance. The inability to report to ESG progress deters many companies to begin their ESG journey. They don't know exactly how it's going to impact. There is lack of common metrics. That is also a cause in ESG deferment in organizations. And we cannot deny, culture in some organization is still preventing a real commitment with ESG initiatives.
Okay, that was enlightening. Especially the part where you said how companies are unsure about what an ESG program would do to their financial performance. So I think that dovetails very well with my first discussion point. So what are the key benefits then that a business entity should be looking for when building a value case for ESG?
Based on the research we conducted, we identified six common value levers where organizations are focusing to realize value from ESG initiatives. We also identified the most common benefit metrics you can use to quantify these benefits. So let me go first over the six value levers that we identify. Mm-hmm. Employee engagement, safety and operating conditions, recycling economy, shareholder value, innovation, and facilities. And let me provide some example of each value lever to make it more clear. Under employee engagement, companies can focus on how to reduce employee turnover as a result of better perception of the company. How can they increase productivity due to more engaged employees? In the safety and operating conditions, how can they improve perception in the market? How can they become more efficient? How can they reduce the energy consumption? Under recycling economy, examples of how to quantify the benefits, it's how can you decrease your cost of goods sold? For shareholder value, how can you increase share prices as a result of positive news? In innovation, how can you accelerate innovation resulting in leading edge products? How can you innovate operations resulting in reduced wastage? And in facilities, how can you reduce cost as a result of a reduced carbon footprint due to less usage? Or how can you downgrade facilities and encourage a hybrid work model?
But out of the six metrics that you mentioned, employee engagement, safety and operating conditions, recycling economy, shareholder value, innovation and facilities, which is perhaps, in your opinion, the most impactful for companies?
Well, you know, given the current situation we are facing, I will say that safety and operating conditions could be the most important. It's where many companies are focused their efforts on how to generate efficiencies, in how can they become more productive, how can they reduce energy costs. So I will say safety and operating condition is the most important currently.
We did talk about benefits, but I'm sure nothing comes free in this world, right? So what are some of the costs that we should expect in an ESG program?
Well, like in many other initiatives, it is important for companies to consider people, process, and technology. And particularly in this type of ESG initiatives, you will also have to consider probably there is a regulatory cost. There could be customer cost. And there could be other type of cost. So just to provide a clear example of the things that we take into the consideration. For people, what are the training costs? What is the cost of having a talent management, talent acquisition to retain your talent? In processes, how can you re-engineer current processes? What is the cost of development new process? In technology, of course, what is the cost of information technology development and maintenance? Or what could be the cost of upstream and downstream partnership integration? In regulatory, we observe that there could be some cost associated to reporting dashboards, or maybe auditing cost. In the case of customer cost, companies are considering what is the attrition of some customers? What is the cost of acquisition of new customers? And in other categories, you may consider what is the cost of organizational cultural development? What is the cost of ESG marketing and brand management?
Now that we talked about benefits and costs, can you give some examples of how the long-term and short-term returns look like in various industry segments? I'm sure they're not all the same.
No, absolutely not. And that's why we generated a value model using Valuefy in order to characterize the business value from three different industry verticals. We use it for manufacturing, for retail, and finally for energy. And for each of these verticals, we created three company profiles: large, medium, and small. And this was based on revenue size and number of employees. So we arrived to significant conclusions. First of all, there is a significant internal rate of return in ESG initiatives. Second, this internal rate of return ranges from 140 to 250 over 5 years, which is pretty significant. And finally, payback is usually between 1.5 and 2.5 years. And this is across the three industries and the different type of sizes of companies.
You looked at three industry verticals: manufacturing, retail, and gas. And for each of them, you looked at large, medium, and small. So that seems like a compelling value proposition to me, Ari. So why then the hesitation? When we come back, I will ask Ari if there are any risks to developing an ESG program.
This episode of Valuefication of Things is sponsored by Valuefy. Valuefy is a free tool that allows you to create business value models. Go to valuefy.net and click download to begin your valuefication journey.
Welcome back. Ari, you gave us a solid background on what ESG is, why it is important. You talked about the key benefits and costs, and you gave some compelling value propositions for internal rate of return for three industries. You talked about manufacturing, retail, and oil and gas. It all sounds very compelling. There has to be a catch, right? Like all the good things in this world. What are some risks and other considerations that you would think about when starting an ESG program?
We first have to recognize that companies are under a lot of stress. There is a proliferation of data requests. You know, there are around 300 standards and ratings. So companies need to decide how to respond to different stakeholder and expectations. And the problem is right now, companies are spending too much time in data crunching and less time in actions. So coming back to your question, I will say that mainly there are two big risks. The first risk is related to how a company can do a good quantification of what it means an ESG initiative. What is the potential benefit? What are the expected costs? And from that to quantify the business case. And second, those ESG involve higher costs, which reduce, it's going to impact on my competitiveness. It's going to hit on my profitability. So despite that, ESG practices can reduce operating costs, add revenue streams, build brand trust, and safeguard the license to operate conferred by public goodwill. And therefore, investment in ESG initiatives should be perceived as an opportunity to achieve a competitive differentiation for a company.
So what advice would you give for companies who are just starting out in this ESG journey?
I believe there are three must-have for success. First, build a clear vision, value-driven strategy. Without a clear direction, the breadth of possibilities and the variety of use cases and technologies treated to mirror organizations in pilot purgatory. So that means companies will be experimenting, but not really with a full value-driven strategy. Second, you have to invest in people. Without the right resource and capability models, any ESG journey will soon run out of resources and stream. And third, set up the right governance. Without a value assurance and governance, coupled with the right execution engine, companies cannot capture the value that seek and generate real impact.
So thank you for your time today, Ari. Appreciate your willingness to come on this podcast and share the research experiences. I enjoyed our conversation and look forward to having you back here again. Any thoughts before we sign off today, Ari?
You know, we are all learning in this journey. So I'm sure we will have further conversation around this topic, because most of the companies, they are trying to figure out how to unlock this potential of ESG, and don't perceive ESG as really a cost, but it's part of the corporate strategy, and it's part of how can you create a value differentiator.
That's it for today's episode. Today we had Ari Polichek, digital advisor at Microsoft, talking to us about the business value of ESG. He gave us a background on this topic and why it is important today. He gave us typical benefits and costs to be expected, along with some illustrative returns in key industries. He also discussed best practices for companies just beginning their sustainability program. In future episodes, we will continue to dwell on the valuification of things along with other thought leaders and industry executives. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Valuification of Things. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something new. If you did, please share this episode with your friends and family, and don't forget to leave a review. We're always looking for ways to improve and bring in the best content possible. If you want to be featured on this podcast, please drop us a line at podcast@valuification.com.